I don't know if you guys saw this, but on Saturday, they call him a space tourist, Dennis Tito, paid $20 million to fly into outer space. He was accompanied by two Russian cosmonauts. He blasted off from where? Russia? He is aboard the Russian Soyuz spacecraft, and his name is Dennis Tito. He's a California financier. $20 million to fly into outer space. They are calling him the very first space tourist. And that's a lot of money, and we wanted to talk to, as a matter of fact, Mike said to me, hey, Phil, if you got that kind of dough, you could speak to that. I said, well, no, I don't. I'm not even close, man. But I know that we got Ted Bell on the line from Beverly Hills. Ted is a restaurant owner. He owns a couple of businesses. And I think we've been in touch with a few people over the last couple of days with regard to this guy, Tito. And, Ted, thanks for joining us at a late notice. Do you know this Dennis Tito?
I know of him, Phil. I don't know Dennis personally, but I'm aware of him, and I'm sure he's aware of me. We travel in some of the same financial circles, but I'm aware of him through a couple of ways. Number one, because I also have been considered by the Russian Space Agency for an inclusion into this kind of a program. And we're hoping, Phil, that probably sometime in May of 2002, we're going to have our shot.
So that you are being considered for this?
I am not just not really considered. I passed the physical. It's just a matter of finding a place for us.
And how much is this costing?
Well, the price tag, as you can tell, is $20 million. You get it right now. I was told that this is a contribution, really, to the Russian space effort. Anywhere from $15 to $20 million, but we're prepared to go the $20 million.
So you've got $20 million.
Oh yeah, I have $20 million. Dennis Tito has $20 million. It's unfortunate that everybody doesn't have $20 million to enjoy this experience.
So let me ask you, Ted. I didn't know that you were being considered for this. I knew that you had interest in this.
Well, what it is, primarily, like everything else in Russia, it's a matter of contacts. It's a matter of who you know. I had done some business liaison work in Russia in the early 90s. I got to know a couple of very interesting people. One of them, one of the guys I met was Yuri Gagarin, who'd been the first Russian in space. At that time, I expressed a willingness. They were trying to see if this was a feasible idea.
To get people to ante up money.
Well, to get civilians into space, if they could underwrite the cost of sending them into space, and so it is something that I'm going to be involved in.
Wow, that is nice, man. I mean,
well, it's very nice.
I mean, I sit here and I think possibly someday I could go into space. Maybe someday, the rest of us, we look at a guy like this and we figure. He's a lucky guy.
Well, I don't think luck has anything to do with it. I think that you got in Dennis Tito, you have a hardworking guy. I think, in for instance, in my situation, I've worked very hard. I've made a lot of money. I have the ability now to underwrite the cost of any potential space mission that I would choose to go on. I think it's good to send people who have money into on these missions, because I think that the chance of something going wrong is limited.
Well, why is that? Because the guy has money?
Well, I just think that people who are putting $20 million into a space mission are less likely. I don't know what the situation is up there to bang around in the cockpit and you hit a latch, you hit a lever, you decompress the cabin by mistake. I can tell you, of all the things that I can imagine going wrong, I think it would be horrible to be sucked into space. So that's something I think is less likely.
Well, I'm just talking about the average person going into outer space.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm sorry?
I just don't think it's going to happen.
No, the average guy, I'm not talking about the guys who got $20 million like you. I'm talking about the people out there, me, Craig.
No, you don't understand. It's not anything you're ever going to be able to do, because you don't have that kind of money, because they can't take that risk. And I think really what the rank-and-file American has to face right now is he is never, ever really going to go into space. I think it's going to be 50 years.
Well, what about in our lifetime, like tourist flights to the moon?
No, it's not going to happen. The average person is never, ever going to go into outer space. It's just not going to happen.
The average guy, unless he's got $20 million...
Unless you can underwrite the cost of that space flight, you will never, ever go into space. I have my chance a year from May. Dennis Tito has his chance. We're willing to put the money up. We have the dollars to underwrite the mission, okay? But you, I mean...
Well, I don't have that kind of dough.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. So you will never, ever go into space. This is something reserved for those of us who can underwrite the cost of the mission and significantly contribute to the enhancement and growth of these space programs. Because, and you can't do that if you're making sandwiches at Subway. And you know.
All right, well, hold on for a minute here, Ted. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking here with Ted Bell, owner of Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse. He's also the owner of Beverly Hills Automobile Association, about Dennis Tito, who is the space tourist, as they're calling him. He's an astronaut. And this guy is going into space at the cost of $20 million. He's up there right now. But according to you, Ted, the average person is...
The average guy is never going to go into space because he doesn't have that kind of money, number one. And number two, you can't trust a multi-million dollar space program, a multi-million dollar space project. You can't entrust that to the average guy who is liable to monkey that thing up. Is liable to...
Well, what is an average guy going to do that...
A guy that doesn't have that kind of money, you got him up in the cockpit of a spaceship, he hits the wrong lever, you got people sucked into outer space. He hits the wrong lever, you've got an afterburner fired. There's a lot of things that could go wrong, and I can't enumerate them right now. You can't entrust that.
So a guy who doesn't have $20 million is likely to butcher up a space mission.
A guy that isn't underwriting the cost of a space mission...
He's likely to butcher...
Yes, he's likely to do something wrong that's going to murder people, that is going to commit wholesale slaughter on people. Better than...
So the thinking, I don't mean to interrupt you, the thinking is if I give $20 million to the Russians or the Americans, I'm less likely to hit a button that's going to suck people into space.
I don't know what goes on up there. I don't know what they're dealing with. All I'm saying is you're a little bit more careful when it's your $20 million. And I think I know that's what the Russians are thinking. I'm sure that's what the Americans are thinking. If anybody is interested in being involved in underwriting a space mission, the best advice I can give you is please, if you've got the money, step up to the plate. But most of your listeners and most of the people that I talk to will never, ever, ever have that kind of money. They're just never going to be able to do it. And I don't know how else to tell you this.
You know that if, when I was a kid, one of my fondest desires was...
I know, it's to go into outer space. And
yes, it was. It was to travel to the moon or go around the moon.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to... Not on the money you make. No.
All right, Ted Bell is with it. You know, it sounds to me like you're talking about the rest of us who don't have any dough. Like, this is all about money. And
Do you know how much it costs to fly in outer space? It costs a lot of money. You're not trying to tell me that you're going to get the average guy to go into outer space. He doesn't have any money. The average guy is never going to go into space. Forget it.
And it never.
Not in this lifetime. Not in your lifetime. Not in our lifetime.
And when, then?
Probably 50 years.
50 years?
50 years. Which means most people alive today will never go to space unless you've got the kind of cold, hard cash that a guy like Zito or me, for instance, because I'm Ted Bell.
And I know that you're Ted Bell, I know what you own, and I know that you've probably got the $20 million to do it. It's disappointing to hear you put it in those terms.
Well, give it up. I'm Ted Bell. I have that kind of money. Dennis Tito has that kind of money. Do you?
I don't have $20
million. No, you don't have $20 million. You're not going to do it. You're not going to go into outer space. I am. Not you, me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You know, to have a guy say to you, just point, I don't ever plan. Do you ever plan to go to outer space? According to Bell, you ain't going, Taylor. And it isn't so much that I had my heart set on it, but to have a guy say, unless you got $20 million, you ain't going to outer space. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
We're going to go. Just forget it.
Look, let's just say that it's Phil Hendry Show, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. By the way, you say you're in line for a space trip or whatever you got.
It's called basically civilian mission, and yes, I have been told that I am in line with the with the Russians. Now, first of all, you have to understand something, Phil. It does take quite a bit of money, but it doesn't necessarily mean anybody with money goes.
And, well, who go? You got to have money.
You got to have money. You also have to have a certain athletic skill. You have to. You certainly got to be strong physically. And you don't want to make an idiot out of yourself. The last thing you want to do is hit the wrong lever, and as I mentioned, suck somebody into space.
I don't know about sucking anybody out into space. I mean, that sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. Here is Wes on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to say this guy sounds like he's full of crap, first of all, because he's rating every person based on the amount of money they have.
No, I'm not.
Basically, first of all, off their amount of responsibility, based on their amount of money.
No, sir. I'm saying that you got to have a lot of money to do it. You got to have a lot of money to do it.
Example.
All right, wait a second. If you guys are going to talk over each other, then we're not going to be able to do anything here, okay? If you're going to talk over each other, then we're not going to be able to do anything here, okay? Ted, do you understand that?
Well, the guy misstated what I was saying.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Gentlemen in West, do you understand that?
Yes, sir. I do understand,
okay.
And he was perfectly clear. He said exactly what he meant, and what I understood from him saying that is that if a normal everyday person were to go up to space that doesn't have $20 million to throw around,
right,
then he's going to be less responsible. But
right,
when you get up in space and you put your life on the line by being up there, then that becomes more valuable than any amount of money.
I'm just saying, Wes, you take a regular, and I don't know, I'm sure you're a very successful guy. Take one of these goobers or whoever you want to say. Some guy goes up there. The guy doesn't have he's not underwriting the cost of the mission with his money. So therefore, he doesn't have the same commitment to the success of the mission. Now, what if he, well-meaning though he may be, backs into a button that depressurizes the cabin?
Well, then you're putting the life of the crew and himself at risk. And
backs
I think
into
anybody,
a button?
No matter how,
right,
how little money they make, would want to do that. And
well, that's right.
Being very stereotypical of the average goober, which is the average middle-class working man, okay, by putting yourself on a pedestal here and looking down upon us, okay, that's very insulting, and it just discredits your whole idea.
Well, it discredits my idea? When I put
yes.
$20 million of my own money up, I don't want some guy up there monkeying everything up so bad that the space suits are exploding or whatever goes on. I don't know what happens.
Look, this isn't 2001, A Space Odyssey. No robot is going to go out of control and lock you out of the ship.
No, but let me say two words to you, both of you gentlemen. Apollo 13? You heard about that, didn't you?
Are you there, Wes? Are you? Okay. Okay, Wes, thanks for calling. What about Apollo 13?
Apollo 13 almost butchered up three men. And you want to know why? Because some guy backed into a switch. I don't know what happened. But something...
No, something exploded.
Not according to what I heard. I heard that some guy didn't hit a switch right.
No, something exploded in the engine. That's what caused the problems on Apollo 13. It was not human error. It was manufacturing error that caused that problem.
Then what about that whole deal where the guy was going crazy about hitting a switch?
I don't know what you're talking about, all right? And the fact is, I think that guy made a very good point. Guy's going to want to save his own life. Tony, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, very interesting point there. I think this whole discussion about money is really kind of pointless because, you know, $20 million in the bottom line really isn't a lot of money if you have a whole ton of it, or it's a lot if you have nothing, but it's beside the point. I actually agree with one point that Ted made, which is, quite frankly, unless you got the money to underwrite the mission, you're probably not going to go. So that's a fair comment.
That's exactly correct. So
The other side of the argument is that you're inferring, or you're making pretty clear, is the probability is unless you've got $20 million, you're probably not too much of a smart person, which is absolutely preposterous.
Well, I don't know. I mean, don't you think a guy who's got $20 million might have a little bit more on the ball than some guy that's still making sandwiches at Subway?
No, I think that somebody who's got $20 million might be A, incredibly lucky to have old money, or B, kind of lucky that they made new money. Or C, you know,
they were wandering down the street one day and they found $20 million. Look, Tony, if you got $20 million, I think you know a little bit as to how it's made, and I think you're going to be very concerned as to how it's spent. And the last thing I want to see is some guy who's on a mission with me because they sent along some mercy guy, some guy that they took mercy on, blowing a hatch out, and I'm sucked into space.
It seems to me that you're the one that's got the problem with the
all
money,
right,
unfortunately.
Okay.
No, I got $20 million. I can go to space. You,
yes.
You won't.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Here is Jeff on the Phil Hendry Show. We know we're not going to space.
Well, good.
Yeah,
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm from St. Louis. I also agree with the two callers that you don't necessarily have to be rich to have an IQ.
Well, you know something, you don't have to be rich to have an IQ, I guess, but I guess that means if you have an IQ, you're not necessarily rich. Okay?
No.
The fact of the matter is you do have to underwrite the cost of the mission, and the point, the bigger point I'm making is, if you don't have any money, you're not going to space. I don't care how smart you are.
Dad, well, let me ask you something.
That's the thing that I'm taking a little exception to.
Well, you're not. You're never going to see outer space.
Let me ask you something. Would you want to die tomorrow?
Sure, yeah, Jeff. I'd like to die tomorrow.
I don't think anybody would want
to. No, I said yes, I would.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would want
to. Well, I just answered your question, yes.
Okay, we heard you.
If you're smart enough to make, if you're smart enough to make a lot of money and you don't, you're not very smart.
If you're smart enough?
If you're smart enough to make a lot of money and you don't, you're not very smart.
You're not very smart.
That's right.
Let's get back. I don't understand what that means.
No.
Okay, if the shoe fits, right?
You got it.
Let's get back to the point you were making about getting sucked into outer space, okay?
Bill, you know as well as I do, if you get sucked into space, this spacesuit you're wearing is going to explode, and you explode. You want that to happen? You want that on your conscience? Stumbling around, hitting the wrong button?
Suddenly I see you sucked into space?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Here is Herschel on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to say I'm calling from Spring. I just want to... Sounds like, you know, everybody that's going up to space that don't have any money is like Gomer Powell, you know, all goofy, but...
Well, all I'm saying is if you got $20 million, you're less likely to throw a hatch that is going to throw a lever that's going to explode a hatch.
I disagree because before you go up, they make sure that you're trained and physically fit to do the job. Otherwise, they wouldn't send you up there.
Trained and physically fit is one thing. Are you bright enough not to just stumble into the wrong button?
Well, I'm sure they give you a series of tests.
Do you feel confident?
I'll
ask you, Herschel, do you feel confident that if you went into space, you wouldn't do something that would endanger the mission? You want
to
get sucked into a black hole because some goober backs into an eject button?
Right. You know, he makes it sound like everybody's going with Powell, but him.
That's what I'm making it sound like? What would you do, Herschel? Would you back into an eject button?
No.
How do you know?
Because I would be properly trained all the buttons are.
And what would you do if you did by accident and you see somebody get sucked into space?
But the thing is...
Flying away
not.
Like that guy in 2001.
Oh, would you come on?
I would not.
I mean...
was a movie, guy.
You heard what happened
to that... That was a movie.
You saw what happened to that guy, though, right? And you saw that robot wouldn't let him in. That guy... What's his name? Dave?
Who, the robot?
Yeah.
The robot's name was Hal.
Do you remember that, Herschel?
That was a movie.
Hey, dude.
We can create anything in movies. It's not for real.
Oh, I see. It's not for real. Apollo 13, my man, they almost got sucked clean into space. Was that for real?
From what I understand, you didn't even have that right. You said it was some guy pushed the switch.
I thought it was a guy that pushed the switch.
Something exploded in the engine on Apollo 13. Okay, Herschel, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Talking here with Ted Bell about the people most likely to go into space will be the wealthy. You and me, forget it. We will never be able to go because we just don't have that kind of jack. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. With Ted Bell, who is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse and Beverly Hills Automobile Association. Ted, let's be clear. You say that you're in line, at least to be considered for one of these Russian space missions.
As a civilian, as a member of the mission, yeah.
Just like this Dennis Tito guy.
Yeah, that is correct.
Let's be clear. You're going to go into space... Because you own a steakhouse and...
Not because I own a steakhouse.
You own a steakhouse and you get to go to space. You are a, you own a, what do you call it, an automobile agency. You get to go into space. You see what I'm saying?
No, that's not why I get to go into space. I get to go into space because I was smart enough to put a couple of dollars together, because I was smart enough to start a business, because I was smart enough to put people on a payroll, because I'm smart enough to have a couple of ideas that generate capital. Therefore, the Russians feel safe with me inside of a Russian spaceship, and I'm not going to send somebody to their death, the blood sucking from their veins due to the space vacuum. I'm not going to be...
Because you got 20 million, you won't have someone getting the blood sucked out of their veins in a space vacuum.
Because I was smart enough to do that. I don't know what the question is, but I'm not stupid enough to walk in there and go, gee, this sure is a really neat spaceship. What does this red button do? And the next thing you know, you're halfway to Pluto. That's not going to happen.
I don't know how that could happen.
It's not going to happen with a guy like, with a responsible guy like Ted Bell or Dennis Tito.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Will on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing? Ted Bell?
Ted Bell here, yeah.
Hey, man, what a privilege you have to be able to go to the moon, man. That's awesome.
Well, we're not going to the moon, Will. We haven't been to the moon in some 30 years.
The space station?
The space program basically is a space station. That is correct.
Well, that's still, it's a wonderful privilege to be able to do that.
Yes,
so
it
you
is.
Able to do this because you have $20 million?
I'm able to underwrite part of the cost of the mission. Yes, sir.
Well, that's wonderful. You know what? As a common man and to your level, not very bright man, I'd pay my commander $29.95 to have...
So in other words, what you're saying is basically you're saying
your
ass you're
right
stupid.
Out
so in other words, you're
of
kind
the damn space station,
what
man.
You're basically saying is
you're
kind of
so
stupid.
Ludicrous.
Are you
what
just, did you just say to me that you're kind of stupid? Is that it?
No, sir. I said by your definition.
Well, no. You said that you're kind of stupid.
By your definition.
All right. Well, then by my
you
definition,
you
are
what?
Kind of stupid. And it,
look, you guys can get real fancy with the insults. Neither one of you has said a thing. Has anybody got anything to say
Parker,
here?
No, this
Parker,
guy called up wanting to insult me. Okay.
Parker, again, it
Will,
is a wonderful dream.
If
it
you
is
are,
a wonderful
if you're
dream
lucky enough someday,
and I,
you
and
may
I
be able to wash
best,
dishes in my restaurant.
But
okay?
If I had $20 million...
If
and I had that privilege, I sure as hell would not look down upon everybody else in the world because they didn't have enough jack to do it.
I don't look down on anybody. I'm simply saying you'll never
man,
go to space.
Man, that's what you said the whole show.
How am I looking
you,
down on
you? If you got $20 million, well, I don't think you do. You'll never go in your whole entire
that's
life.
That's right. That's not
because
looking down on you.
I'm a smart man, and I'm responsible because I know how to make $20 million.
Well, I'm not going to go, what's this button do? Are you?
Do you think every common idiot out there in the world is going to do that? You're up in the space station. Look, it's a red button. Bam.
I don't know.
Into space.
I don't know.
Man, get a clue. If you made $20 million, you must have some good people working for you, some common folk working for you.
Well, let me tell you this.
Bill Henry, it's
first
been a
of all,
pleasure
I am
with you. I don't
it.
Know if I can handle this.
I am. I'm a guy that employs people. Okay, Will. Probably people like yourself.
Oh, sure.
Someday you may make $20 million, but unless that day happens, you'll never go to space.
I don't
know
how you can
I've
say that.
I've always had aspirations of making a wonderful living like yourself.
Have
but
you ever
if, I end up, if I end up speaking like you have today about every common folk in the world, I'm happy with my wage.
I
right
think
now.
This guy is saying some...
I haven't put anybody down.
I think he's saying some good things.
I haven't put anybody down. All I said was...
Man, that's all you've done.
Look it. Will.
No, look it.
Have you ever had a dream to go to
yourself.
Space?
You need to get out of Beverly Hills.
Do you want to go to outer
the real world?
Do you want to go to outer space, yes or no?
Man, that's a wonderful dream. Tell me anybody in this radio listening audience that would not want to go to outer space. It's a huge dream.
Well,
I think everybody in the entire world,
are you saying that you
had
could walk,
desire to do that.
In other words, you'd walk into a space capsule and you wouldn't go, what's this button do?
I may ask somebody before I push it, but I sure as hell ain't just going to start pushing buttons. Come on, man.
All right,
get a
well,
clue.
Okay, thank you. Well, we didn't get a clue. I didn't know.
In other words, everybody who doesn't have $20 million is going to walk in and go, what's this button do, and then push it.
Some way,
well, you know,
yes.
You said yourself you're going through all this training and everything. I mean, are they telling you what buttons not to push? And is this
oh, yeah.
so run down
well,
so they're
going
to have
me,
red buttons pushing out everywhere on the wall you can just bump into them and send your ass out in outer
you
space?
You can certainly hit a latch, and the next thing you know, you have sucked someone into space.
Okay.
Oh, you knock it off with the suck somebody into space. You've been watching too much 2001.
My
and that other thing.
Gracious.
What about Armageddon?
Yeah.
What about Armageddon?
Yeah, now there's a true-to-life space story.
That guy got sucked
oh,
all the way out.
Geez.
The guy got sucked into space, Will.
Okay, Will, thank you for calling. Here is Jeannie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Jeannie, hello.
Hey,
yes,
hi.
Ma'am, go ahead.
Well, I want to tell Ted to quit flattering himself that his having $20 million doesn't say very much about his intelligence.
I'm going to space, are you?
Well, no,
yeah.
I don't. I'm
yeah.
not because I don't have $20 million.
You got
that
it.
Doesn't mean
you
I'm not
it.
Intelligent. In fact,
I get to go if you don't.
Well, Ted, there's a lot of people who are incredibly intelligent that don't
what?
Have the chance to go into space.
Well, who are they?
They don't have $20 million. Doctors,
incredibly intelligent?
Surgeons,
you have to be intelligent enough to be able to make the $20 million, too. If you say there's somebody who's 20 who's intelligent without $20 million...
Look, Ted, would you say I'm intelligent?
Moderately.
Let me put it this way.
Well, I don't have $20 million.
Well, I said moderately.
Yeah, let me put it this way.
Hey, Jeannie, do you want to go to space?
A brilliant scientist.
Do you want to go to outer space?
He doesn't make quite $20 million, but, you know.
Do you want to go to outer space?
Maybe not even millions, but he's incredibly intelligent.
Let's say Dr. Frankenstein.
An incredibly intelligent scientist, and you up in space, I'd say you
have
more of a likelihood of hitting a switch.
Jeannie, let's say Dr. Frankenstein existed. Let's just say he existed, all right?
Okay.
Wouldn't you say that he was pretty brilliant to be able to make a guy?
Right, he's...
Okay. Wouldn't you say, therefore, that he would be wealthy? So there'd be a scientist who could go into space.
Who?
Dr. Frankenstein.
Ooh, now we got Dr. Frankenstein flying into space. Are you nuts? Are you listening to what you're saying?
I'm saying that a scientist could have enough money to go to space. Jeannie said there aren't any.
No, I'm not saying there aren't. I'm saying there are some that don't make quite $20 million.
You sure this isn't some, like,
$20 million,
Saturday afternoon horror movie, Dr. Frankenstein?
Maybe it's a retirement fund. Who's going to spend it on going into space?
You need to spend less time talking and more time making money, Jeannie.
You need to spend more time listening and quit being so arrogant.
All I'm saying is you're never going to get to go to space. Give it up. Quit.
No, I won't go into space.
That's
but that
right.
doesn't say anything about my intelligence or intelligence or for the average American's intelligence.
Huh? What? What? Who?
You heard her.
Let me just say this. I get to go to outer space. You don't. But you can't let that bother you.
It does not bother me in the very least. But what does bother me is that somebody, some businessman, thinks he's more intelligent than the average person. You know,
I already gave you the Frankenstein example. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, your Frankenstein example was just insane.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Let me ask you something. What did the Russian space program, did they ask you what your IQ was first, or did they ask you if you had $20 million first?
They wanted to see what kind of physical shape I was in,
even test your IQ?
Did they test my IQ?
Did they?
No, because they didn't
need
to. They saw the $20 million. That was an IQ test in and of itself.
Exactly.
There you go. $20 million. Anybody with $20
million.
Okay. All right, Jeannie, thank you for your call. You know, this whole idea that Dr. Frankenstein could go into outer space because he'd be brilliant enough to have made a lot of money, I don't know that you can prove that. And
the guy created a human being out of nothing. You're telling me that guy wouldn't be able to put that to practical use? Are you telling me that Baron von Frankenstein, were he alive today, wouldn't be able to make a fair living? Just give me that, will you? Give me that.
Baron Frank...
Come on, give me the fact that at least he'd be able to make a decent living.
Well, what would he be doing? Who would he be working for?
I don't know, Lucent Technologies or something.
Yeah, there you go. Baron von Frankenstein...
All right, what about Dr. Jekyll? Go ahead, what about him?
Okay, Dr. Jekyll could go into space too. Baron von Frankenstein, those guys would be really, really wealthy. What's the point?
Because she said there's no scientist that could go into space.
I don't know what to say. Here is Jim on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah,
guy that can invent one.
This guy's just full of monkey dung. He doesn't know.
A guy that can invent one of those glass balls with the electricity rays shooting out. You're telling me that guy can't make any money?
Hey, listen, I don't know nothing about no Frankenstein or...
You don't know nothing about no Frankenstein.
Listen, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm thinking the whole time, first of all, just because you're $20 million don't mean that I couldn't go. Listen, I drive trucks for a living. I press buttons all day long.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. You're going to be going up in a Russian space station, Russian space shuttle. Man, all those damn buttons are going to be red. You're not going to know which one to push. You know?
Who says I'm going to push them? I'm not pushing any, Jim. You're the guy that monkeys around with buttons all day long. If you were up in a Russian spaceship, I'd be afraid you might start pushing something. You know, you guys are crazy. I mean,
I'm crazy. You're the guy that said that Dr. Jekyll could go into space.
He could.
Hey, Dr. Jekyll's not even real, man. You don't know what's real and what ain't.
All right,
you're nuts.
What are you saying, Dr. Jekyll? I know that Jekyll isn't real. I'm saying let's just say that he was. Don't you think he'd make a decent living?
Okay, yeah, and I'm sure
okay.
King Kong will make a good living, too, but that don't make it frickin' so.
Who?
King Kong. That don't
King
mean
Kong
it's
with
so.
A giant ape, there's no such thing.
There's no such thing as a guy that could change himself into a freaking monster like Dr. Jekyll.
The only button you push in your truck is a cigarette lighter. So come on, who are you kidding?
Hey, man, well, I press a cigarette lighter so I can stay awake. If you catch my drift, I'm driving down I-5 right now. I just pressed it in. But, hey,
and
that don't mean
you stay
I
awake,
press
huh?
a button to go into space.
Look, they don't have any cigarette lighters on the space shuttle.
You know that for a fact.
Oh, come on. Are you telling me they're having cigarettes up there?
I'm just asking. Do you know that for a fact?
No, I don't.
All right.
They probably have patches or some stuff.
If they got
but
a cigarette lighter,
I can go into space like anybody else can.
Yeah, I'll bet you do every night.
I go on just, well, that's another story, probably.
Yeah,
but I'll
all
tell
right,
you
okay,
what.
Thanks a lot. You know, this thing got out of control when he said, don't you think Baron von Frankenstein could go into space? Well, the lady did say no scientist has enough money to go into space. What? Well, how does he know that Baron von Frankenstein didn't have enough jack to go into space? What? How could he practically apply the knowledge that he gained from making a monster in today? And then I said, who would he work for? Lucent Technologies. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Well, you know, I was just thinking today what a great life I have. I really do. I've got a terrific life. And because Ted was just on talking about money, I don't have $20 million, but I got more money today than I ever had in my life. And I don't know if I mentioned, and it doesn't mean that I'm a multi-millionaire. What I'm saying is I've worked very hard, and I have crawled up through the mung and the dung and the crud of life, scraped out a living, finally made it to the very upper echelons. And yeah, you know, I suppose in a way you look back on that and you say, well, what a long way I've come, but not to the point where I get to go into space and you don't. You know what I'm saying? But things are good. And one of the things I mentioned, I guess on the air a few weeks ago was that, do you know that you can get to the point where you've made, Mike says that I've crawled up through the primordial ooze. Well, what am I all of a sudden, a single-cell amoeba? The primordial ooze, Phil Henry. But one of the things is you can have enough money whereby your life goes something like this. Your wife becomes your manager, which has happened in my case. My wife, Maria, manages my career. And only she knows where all the dough is. I got no idea where any of that is. I want to tell you something else. Because of that, I was driving around today, and I know the big question on many of your minds, speaking of money, is where can I go to get the highest price gasoline? I know you're looking, and I found a place. I don't want to say exactly where. It's a Union 76. It's out near Agoura. I paid $2.13 for a gallon of gasoline today. I want to thank Union 76 and everybody associated with them. That was fantastic. God, that felt good. $2.13. I'm not going to tell you where the gas station is. What do you think? I want you guys running over there and crowding it so that there's a line of cars out into the street? Forget about it. Ain't going to happen. That place is mine and mine alone. $2.13 for a gallon. I know many of you are looking around, and we're going to have a contest. Where can I spend the most for a gallon of gas? Because here's the thing a lot of people recognize, and I want to articulate it now so that we all know this. You know that when you pay a lot, you're getting top drawer quality. And at Union 76, that must be some damn good gasoline, man. $2.13. Hell, I'd drink that stuff for $2.13 a gallon. Man. So, and that's what I understand. If you go to Union 76, not only can you fuel your car up with that beautiful gas, you can actually drink it. You can stick the nozzle in your mouth, and you can just go ahead and fire the trigger and just go ahead and suck down 20 gallons of that. $2.13, you got to make a martini out of that. So let's go and find the highest price gallon. I remember when they used to do this bit on the air. They used to do this whole, where's the lowest price gallon of gas, everybody? If you call in and let us know, then we'll give that guy No. Not in this show. We'll give the guy publicity who has the highest price gallon of gasoline. And I want you guys to run over there and pump up. And the other great thing about drinking gasoline like that, it doesn't burn when you take a leak. So anyway, why should it be expensive? $2.13. You love that? God, I paid $2.03 a week ago. Today it's up to $2.13. And what did you pay? You paid like $2.07, Mike, and I thought that was through the roof. I thought you were really getting screwed. $2.13, and I didn't even blink. And you know what? We're going to get the same thing no matter where we go. You know, they're paying $4 a gallon in England. Yes, I know they're paying $4 a gallon in England, okay? Do they have an enormous military presence in the Middle East with aircraft carriers, with surface-to-air missiles, with jets, with stealth bombers, with 50,000 troops? Did they do that so I could keep the price of gas down? for my $2.13 a gallon, it ought to be like $1.13 a gallon for all the money I poured into that thing. All they did was fly a couple of jets, and they had the tanks blown up. I understand that. That's a bad thing, but it couldn't be helped. Well, if you think we're paying a lot of money here, you want to see how it is in Europe. Well, I know how it is in Europe. They bathe once a week in Europe. What does that tell me? You spend a lot of money in America. In Europe, they spend $4. Spend $4? But you walk into a grocery store in Europe, and the chicken's there with the head on it. That's not my way of living. The cars are like this big in Europe. They're the size of your fist in Europe. They spend $4 a gallon of gasoline. I hate to break the news, but here's the big news flash. Like, for every one car they have in Paris, they've got 50 motorcycles. There's another way that they, you know, get around over there. If you haven't been to Europe, there are more motorcycles, mini bikes, motor scooters, mopeds, go-peds, go there. You can go straight there. All kinds of crazy-ass stuff that, you know, they get about 6 billion miles to the gallon of these things. They drive around in the city of Paris in these little go-peds that you wouldn't be caught dead on over here, but they love them over there, man. It's chic. That $4 gallon of gas is going to last them 8 months with those little cars. Because if you know, Paris, you know, where are you going? I'm going 3 blocks. Okay, see you over there. All right. Okay, I'm here. That's it. There's no freaking freeway that you're, well, yes, there is, but live in a city. What do I know? Don't you love that? Well, you know, we've got it really good in America. No, we don't have it really good in America. I got an SUV I got to put gas in. I got a mobile home I got to put gas in. I got a tank I got to put gas in. Those guys are riding around on motorized skateboards. More gas evaporates than is used. Thank you for that, Craig. I couldn't read it.